From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, is cheating on your spouse ever okay? I ask a philosopher about the moral questions surrounding the story you're about to hear.
This is a love story, and we all know how messy those can get. This one involves the aging disorder of dementia. 6 million Americans suffer from it.
Dementia often leaves a wife or husband caring for someone who is lost in almost every way. The strains are terrible. Here is Dan Gorenstein of New Hampshire Public Radio with the story of one marriage of Jim and Anne Graham and how it has evolved.
Most afternoons, Jim gets into his Volvo station wagon and drives 15 minutes to Anne's nursing home in Portsmouth.
Here's Anne over here. I give her a kiss.
Wake up, hon. I'm here. I'm here.
Well, I guess the magic doesn't work anymore. Come on, I'll give her a ride and then she'll wake up.
Jim's visits are pretty routine. He often wheels Anne around the halls in a kind of vinyl Barca lounger. Sometimes they sit in a quiet room and watch TV.
He's still sleeping. Wake up, I'm here. Give me a kiss.
Jim has had about 5 years to get used to this Anne, the one who can't walk or talk, let alone laugh or share. But he insists she can recognize him.
Everyone will tell you that when she sees me, her eyes light up. She knows it's me. And she'll even smile if I tell her about the kids. Remember your kiddies? Do you remember them? Remember your kiddies? You had Rosemary, Carol, Jimmy, Catherine, Irene, and Annie. Remember all those babies and everything you did for them? You did a lot of stuff with your babies.
Anne doesn't seem to respond, except for the breathing.
Now, how much does she know? She knows I'm here. That's the major thing. It makes me sad to see her so helpless. Like when she's just sitting here, it isn't so bad. She's sitting here. But when she's there, just opening her mouth and eating, she can't pick up a fork or a spoon or a cup or anything. So it is against my memory of a vital woman. Okay, where am I going to sit her?
Probably here is good, I think. Huh?
Jim's trips usually last a little more than an hour. We head back to his house. As we pull up, I notice the well-tended gardens that surround the place. Tools resting against a fence suggest long mornings and afternoons digging, pulling, and planting. Kayaks hang in the backyard.
We're home!
Okay. Good talking.
This is Nancy. She's the woman Jim has lived with the past 4 years. 78-year-old Jim Graham and 69-year-old Nancy Colvett happily report they live a life full of activity and intimacy.
And we cuddle up in bed and have a lovely time.
Wait, you're not supposed to say that. My God, people are going to know we're cuddling up.
It's not a relationship either ever hoped for. Jim did everything he could to keep his wife Anne by his side. His son Jimmy says even after Anne moved into the nursing home, his father remained devoted.
My dad was spending all day, every day at the nursing home, all day. He took courses to become a certified nursing assistant because he felt like, she took care of me all these years. I'm going to take care of her. Nobody's going to give her a bath. I can do all that.
You begin to get lonesomer and lonesomer. You're just sitting around by yourself, really, at night. There's a lot of things that you don't like to do by yourself, like go to theater and all of that. You feel funny when you go.
Jim began to notice Nancy at the nursing home. She was visiting her partner of 10 years, Pete. Pete had developed what she called a galloping kind of Alzheimer's.
Not many caregivers go into the nursing home on a regular basis. And both Jim and I did, and we'd start talking to each other.
I recognize an awful lot of things a woman generally doesn't know how to do in a house.
And I needed bookcases taken down off the wall, so I finally said, would you come and do it, please? He said, sure.
Bookshelves led to more talking, which led to Jim asking Nancy out.
It's like 46 or 47 years since the last time I asked a girl out. Talk about feeling like a 15-year-old kid. So she said yes, and then I panicked.
We went out for dinner, and he brought me back to the house, and we got out of the car, and then you say, now what? I'm a grown woman, and I've been married before, and I have had a companion, but now what? So Jim gave me a little kiss, and I said, oh, isn't that nice?
My dad never said, I've started dating this woman. He just wouldn't be home a lot. My sisters and I started saying, have you talked to Dad? Where's Dad? I haven't talked to him. I don't know where he is.
Jim and Ann's daughter, Annie, says her dad did enter his new life a bit reluctantly.
He did ask me, you know, what do you think about her? I know he really wanted approval, and I think he was concerned that we would all feel very angry that he was turning his back on Mom.
It was not something you just wanted to do cavalier after you've been married 47 years, even if she doesn't understand, you know.
Jim says Ann always worried other women were after him, and he says he knows she wouldn't approve of his relationship, but he set those concerns aside.
And in a sense, I didn't rationalize it. What I did was, out of just my heart, said it, all right? I need a hug. I did. You need some contact with people.
Things turned serious between Nancy and Jim. A few months after Pete passed away, the couple decided to live together. Nancy knew Jim was still married, but she says that was fine.
For me, knowing how Pete was in the end and having seen Anne, these are bodies that we're taking care of still, but they don't have a mind. It's almost like he's not really married any longer. He's just taking care of someone.
Even so, Nancy told Jim to tell Ann what was happening.
So I go in to talk to Ann and tell Ann. I said, I've met this woman, you know, Nancy. And Nancy and I we're going out and having dinners. And I'm going to start to move into Nancy's house. But it didn't explain it to her. She knows I'm holding a hand. She's happy with that.
Almost everyone has supported Nancy and Jim's arrangement. Jim feels he hasn't broken his vow, in sickness and in health, till death do you part. In his mind, he's found a way to separate the life he has with Anne from the one he shares with Nancy. He draws lines that make sense to him. For example, he says he would never kiss Nancy in front of Anne, but he also invited Nancy to his 50th wedding anniversary party at the nursing home. Nancy declined.
I don't feel it intrudes in the sense that because Nancy was there, Anne wouldn't know Nancy's there or not. I think Nancy's part of our family now, and she should be part of what we do.
While Jim is at ease with the two worlds he's created, it leaves Nancy feeling a little lost.
I tell him that I love him, and I do love him. I'm not sure how he feels about me. He gives me wonderful cards on my birthday, and he brings me flowers a lot. And he doesn't wear his emotions. I don't know how he compares me to Anne. I've never asked him. I would never ask him either. Am I better than Anne? Am I worse than Anne? Do you love me more than Anne? Do you love me less than Anne? That's not important to me. The important thing to me is that he's here, and we're here, and we're having a really good time together.
At 78, Jim hopes he gets another decade of days and nights with Nancy. But Jim says he remains committed to the woman he married in 1956.
Nancy is, if you can't, you want to call it, it's icing on the cake, all right? But you don't take, 45 years maybe of good married life and all the stuff we've been through, the kids and all everything, the economics and all that. You don't just pass that away. I think I'd be buried with Ann.
Nancy accepts Jim's final request.
My life has been so jumbled all the way along that I'm happy to be where I am right now. You know, I've had very sad times in my life, so this is as good as it gets for me. And that's fine.
Nancy reminds herself she is the envy of all her single friends. Jim's the first to say how lucky he is to be with Nancy. And for both of them, the compromises they've had to make are all right. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.